Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get to JCPenney for Black Friday in July. This Friday and Saturday only, find spotlight deals at Black Friday prices, like up to 60% off home items. And discover this gem, a 1-carat total weight diamond pendant and earring set for just $79.99 after coupon. Plus, this is the only time of the year you can stack on your coupon and save an extra $10 on top of Black Friday prices. Black Friday in July and Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/26 to 7/29 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This doesn't look like Chicago.
I got it. Mine. Let me have it. I got it. Mine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Hey, it's good to be back home.
And we are back home again in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Welcome in on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM. I forgot the lessons that we learned in Chicago. Hold on just a second. Welcome back! 106.3 FM, you see, if you say it loud, if you shout it into the microphone, it either sounds better or conveys the meaning better. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking your phone calls and texts today on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That number for you, 319-366-1600. Good show for you today as we settle back into our regular Wednesday routine. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will join us at 5:30. See, there's a little bit of Windy City flavor to the program today, even though we're not there. The Bears have reported a training camp in Bourbonnais. There's some other NFL teams that are reporting as well, but we'll check in with Chris on the Bears, as well as probably talk a little White Sox Cubs baseball with him, as well as the Crosstown Cup Series shifts to Guaranteed Rate Field tonight, 7:10 first pitch. James Shields on the mound for the White Sox. Jake Arrieta scheduled to throw for the Cubs. And speaking of baseball, Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com, who normally joins us every other Tuesday during the baseball season, is going to be with us today because of the show yesterday in Chicago. And then we've also got an opportunity for you to win tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels during the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. That'll take place a little bit after 6:35. How you feeling today?
I think I'm a little bit low on energy.
You look like you're dragging.
Like everyone is here, but I don't think the listeners care.
Not low on energy.
We're going to power through this. We're going to give you all that we have.
And half a bag of 7-Eleven gummy worms in me that I stopped and bought at the Oasis last night. I got sugar coursing through my veins. I'm good for at least another 4 hours.
You know it's bad when an energy drink doesn't work, or it works very little. That's pretty much where we're at. It was a fun last couple of days. I guess 3 days, if you want to look at it that way, going to Wrigley Field on Sunday and then the two shows yesterday. The third time was a charm. I thought things went pretty well for us. We hope everyone enjoyed it. But we have to do another show today, and we're going to give you 3 hours of really good radio, hopefully.
What was your biggest takeaway from media days in Chicago, non-football related? Any of the goofballs on Radio Row? See, the thing about Radio Row is, and everybody was making fun of us for having Wingman there, well, those people take themselves way too seriously.
They do.
Like, literally, suits and ties on Radio Row, or you're wearing team colors even though you don't work for a school. That's a Nebraska thing. 90% of the Nebraska radio guys were wearing their red and white. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I'm sure they didn't think about that when they packed their suitcase. And just all of this just serious, stuffy, football is life and death. And there we are, like, people are walking by, they're like, what's the bug spray for? And I was like, it was in my golf bag. I thought I would put it out to see how many people would say something stupid about it.
And
I wasn't.
You fell into that trap.
I wasn't that mean about it. The bug spray was popular, and it turned out we actually almost needed it because there were some mosquitoes or bugs flying around, probably because somebody had brought food onto Radio Row, but the licorice was individually wrapped. That's not the reason for the fruit flies.
My biggest takeaway, and the listeners don't know this yet, so maybe I'm breaking a little bit of news here.
You're leaving us for a job with the superstation in North Platte. North Platte actually isn't one of the three Tri-Cities, though.
That is correct. No, I am
your
not.
Your biggest takeaway is
but it has to do it has to do with that station, the Doug and Daddy Show. There have been three different daddies in the 3 years that we have been to Big Ten Media Days. And we asked where the daddy from last year is.
Jim. My personal favorite.
You asked Doug where Jim, your personal favorite daddy was.
My three dads. That was a TV show on NBC back in the day, I think. It's actually my two dads.
Do you want to tell?
That was a real TV show.
Do you want to tell the listeners where daddy from last year was?
Yeah, daddy from last year was umpiring the State American Legion baseball tournament. Wow. Well, I've got a radio show to do in Chicago.
Our biggest
Big
show
Ten
of
Media
the year.
Day, probably their biggest event of all year. I've got to umpire some American Legion baseball games. But hey, I bet it's good for show material. Just like they're good. If you're not familiar with what we're talking about, this is dumbest inside joke that just has taken on a life of its own, and I'm going to get blamed for it every single time it comes up. I'm the one who's obsessed with. Well, fine. It's not funny. We'll move on from it. But there's actually people on the text line that are like, we want updates. We want updates from Radio Row. So in addition to those characters, you got the guy from East Lansing. There was only one of them there this year. The other one stayed back in East Lansing and did his show from the studio. But you've got the guy who screams or shouts everything when he's coming back out of the break. I guess because you have consultants that tell you, do this, do that. And one of the consultant buzz things is always like, energy. Sound like you've got energy. And so sometimes if I'm a little bit over the top, it's because I'm realizing, I'm self-critiquing, I'm not bringing enough energy to the show. Well, this guy at the end, holy smokes, every time coming back out of break. But the highlight yesterday was silence on Radio Row. And from the other side of the room, all I hear is the update about how Lincoln, Nebraska has an Oklahoma Joe's barbecue franchise now. Breaking news from Big Ten Media Day, reported very loudly by, and my favorite was all these show names. They all take themselves so seriously. What was the one, the very first, they had the big table banner, like Between the Lines. And then there was the other one, the radio station, The Ticket. And they had this big banner that said, Live Broadcast. And all I could think of was, of course you're live. I mean, you're not dead.
Well, my favorite quote, and this was our
It's late July. What do you want us to talk about right now? 319-366-1600.
Our producer, Kyle Mann, went and chatted with one of the first tables on Radio Row, which had lighting around it and was simulcasting on television. There was a video camera. And they were also talking on the radio.
Look, I quit the day that somebody walks into the studio and says this thing's going to be on TV too. No one needs to watch radio people on the TV.
Agreed.
There's a reason people are on the radio. It's because they don't belong on TV.
So Kyle goes over to the woman who's sitting at this table and
every time
and
I see Chris Earle from KCRG, that's all I can think of is, look, God blesses him with this fine head of hair and these chiseled good looks, and he's got the TV thing going. And I'm like, man, where did I go wrong in the genetic lottery that I wind up sitting behind a microphone? It is what it is. So Kyle's chatting with these people that are doing TV and radio.
Yes. So he asks the woman, are you guys simulcasting right now? And she says, no, we just are on the TV and radio at the same time.
That she was the one wearing the jean shorts.
That would be
so.
That would
I be take that back. Not everybody was wearing a suit and tie like it's Meet the Press. You did have somebody on Radio Row in jean shorts. Media Day is going on right now for the Pac-12. We talked with Adam Rittenberg while we were in Chicago. He said he was heading to Pac-12 Media Days. I thought this was interesting. The Pac-12, Larry Scott, the commissioner there, has said that they're going to experiment with 15-minute halftimes this year in the Pac-12 instead of 20-minute halftimes.
I think that's interesting because the pace of the NFL, when you have 12-minute halftimes, I think that it everybody is in favor of it. I just wonder about, and maybe it has no effect at all, but anything that even remotely could possibly have an effect on player safety, I just find it interesting that schools are even heading in directions like that, especially in this day and age where you talked about it on Tuesday, the studies of brains and the amount of precautions that are being taken in the NFL and in college football and the amount of legislation that has been written about it. And you see it in the rules, you see it, you see several new rules as a result. So maybe it has no effect at all, but it seems like it could. And it's interesting to see that they would be experimenting with something that could have that kind of effect.
0738 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says, man, I wish you could have gotten an interview with Urban Meyer. Go Buckeyes. Urban Meyer wouldn't wipe his rear end with anybody from Radio Row if he didn't have a roll of toilet paper 300 yards within reach. Literally. Okay? Every year, this guy walks past and acts as if he's walking among the lepers and doesn't even acknowledge Radio Row. And you can't get their SIDs to do anything for you. I don't think we even saw the Ohio State players. And that's the Big Ten, because it still has the Ohio State, Michigan aura of superiority to it, where you feel lucky or deigned if they give you a table scrap. Whereas yesterday, the Rutgers guys and the Illinois guys are hanging around pilfering licorice right and left, and they're almost, you want us? You want Purdue? Purdue walked past about 8 different times.
Stole not about half of our licorice.
Not necessarily Coach Jeff Brohm, but the players and their SID. You want a Purdue? Yeah, Purdue. We got Purdue. And, of course, everybody was like, we're full. I just filled the last spot. Sorry.
Minnesota did exactly the same thing.
They should. And I went and talked with Mike Grimm yesterday, the play-by-play voice of the Gophers, who helped us get P.J. Fleck on the program. And I told him, Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing this for 6-plus years now, just started year number 7. Never, ever have I done a segment where we got more feedback than the P.J. Fleck interview. And he said, let me guess. And I said, yeah, you don't even need to go there. Overwhelmingly negative. Hawkeye fans hate hearing P.J. Fleck. And I think it's fantastic, because the more you hate hearing him, the more you're going to hear him, because he's the closest thing that we've got in this part of the world to some sort of a WWE style rivalry. Okay. Like, people are so tired of his act, and a lot of people do think it's an act. I don't think it is. I think it's him, and he just dials it up a notch or two. But people are so tired of him, and it gets a reaction, and that's what this business is about. So I said, Mike, thank you. I'll send him a fruitcake at Christmas, and I'll send one to a PJ. What's PJ's wife's name?
Heather.
You two are the ones obsessed with her, man. She walked past the table last night, and you could have picked these two guys' jaws up off the floor.
Hey, I'm not going to deny that.
So the PJ Fleck feedback was great. Kirk Ferentz, I wish we could have on Monday had another 10, 15 minutes with Kirk Ferentz. It's just not the way that it works. I would have liked to have asked him about reading the tweets. I'm not even going to call them mean tweets, which, I watched the segment and I laughed at a couple of them. And Kirk's a funny guy. He's got a really dry sense of humor, a deadpan delivery about him. And the way that he pulled that off, I laughed. But those tweets weren't really that mean. They weren't, okay. Yeah, Kirk Ferentz drafted would be, I think it was 4 punters and 3 offensive linemen. That was about the edgiest one that he
read.
That's
the meanest. Full disclosure, I have not seen it yet. That's the meanest tweet
that's like
that he had to read.
The edgiest one.
Oh.
And one of them was about someone, he held the door open for some woman at Starbucks or something and made her day.
That's mean?
No. Well, they can't call it mean tweets because I think Kimmel does that. So they just, here's a coach reading a tweet.
Wow, that's...
And so he read 3 or 4 of them and it was like, okay. But he's got a good sense of humor. We found out while we were there, and this makes me a little bit nervous, but we found out Monday while we were in Chicago that, and I don't know, he may not want this publicized. I wouldn't if I were him. We found out on Monday that he sometimes listens to this show, which made me a little bit nervous. And then I found out he was listening on Friday when I was on vacation, and it made me more nervous, thinking that he was tuning in specifically because I wasn't on the air that day. But there you go. A ringing endorsement for this program. You listen to the same program that Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz occasionally does.
He apparently was listening for weather updates.
When someone else left. Well, you don't have to say that part.
I
he listens to us.
I don't think he was actually looking for weather updates, but he tuned in.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like he was looking for weather updates. But we kept him safe and out of harm's reach. And I say we, it was you and Rob Howen. I know Rob had a wonderful time at Coach's Corner on Friday. And we'll be back there this week as well, another edition of the KGYM Road Trip. Driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in from 4 until 7. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Coming up in a little bit, we are going to talk about that CTE study that came out yesterday because I listened to about 2 hours of Chicago radio on the drive home last night, and it took up the majority of that program. And I thought, well, if people want to talk about this there, they probably want to talk about it here. And instead of yucking it up, guffaw, Doug and Daddy, yada, 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 maybe we could try to put some substance into this show. So we'll talk a little bit about that because I do think it's interesting. And nobody really wanted to talk about it in Chicago. Nobody was really forthcoming with their thoughts on the future of the game that everybody had gathered to talk about, which is football. Again, Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago joining us. We'll have an update for you in just a few minutes from the state baseball tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. Needless to say, Mother Nature may be the most valuable player of the tournament at this point because she's having a say about the 4-game schedule today in Class 4A play. Unfortunately, for at least one of our metro area teams, their season came to an end today, but I don't want to steal any of the thunder from Kyle's Big Board updates. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com with us tonight at 6:05 and the 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well. 4:25, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have that first Big Board update for you right here on KGYM.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com right now.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Pet Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there. The Crosstown Cup Series between the Cubs and the White Sox heads south tonight as Jake Arrieta is scheduled to face James Shields. First pitch at the rate is set for 7:10. The Cubs enter tonight's contest just a half game behind Milwaukee in the NL Central standings, having won 8 of their last 10 games, including yesterday's 7-2 victory over the Sox at Wrigley Field. On Wednesday, the Cubs announced left-handed pitcher Brett Anderson was activated from the disabled list and immediately designated for assignment. Anderson made 6 rehab starts in AA, pitching to a 4.61 ERA while also striking out only 12% of the Southern League batters that he faced. The Cubs have 7 days to trade, waive, or release the southpaw. If Anderson clears waivers, he could choose to remain with the organization and accept an assignment to AAA Iowa, but that scenario doesn't seem likely.
Welcome back. It is the Todd Bromwell Camp Show here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. P.J. Fleck looks like an 8-year-old dressed as a college head coach. That was one of the tweets that he had to read.
That's a little bit.
That's not even that mean.
Edgy, but that's not that. It's not mean. It kind of does. It's kind of true.
You know, look, the Big Ten Network sees another station or another show doing something and then basically just copies what that show does and then brings it with them. That's never been done before. Kyle, are you ready for your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day?
Very.
Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team defeated the Iowa Valley League All-Stars last night 7-4 in an exhibition at Duane Banks Field. Kyle Crowell finished 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and 4 Iowa pitchers combined to strike out 12 and hold the Iowa Valley Leaguers to just 4 hits. They're actually going to play another exhibition right there in Iowa City with Red Top Sports tomorrow night at 7. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announced a couple departures today, the first being pitcher Griffin Jacks. We spoke with Jacks a few weeks ago about this move, which comes as no surprise, because Jacks has left to report for active duty in the Air Force. Another pitcher, right-hander Eduardo De Rosario, was promoted to Fort Myers. The Colonels haven't yet announced any corresponding moves, so their roster currently sits at 23 players. They've still got a game to play tonight in Peoria with Tyler Beardsley taking on Frederis Parra, beginning at 7 o'clock. Today at the Iowa State Baseball Tournament at Principal Park, reigning champion Cedar Rapids Prairie lost to Waukee 1-0. And Johnston and Linmar were scheduled to start at 1:30, but have been dealing with a rain delay for several hours now. The tarp is still on the field, but from what I hear, the rain is lightening up there. Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Washington were also supposed to start at 5, but that's not going to happen. So I'll keep you updated on any scheduling changes as they're announced. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Irvin Santana and the Twins taking on the Dodgers in another nightcap. That game's going to be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and coverage is going to start at 8:30, and the game's going to start shortly after 9.
From what you hear, are you on the phone with sources?
He's got sources.
I got the inside
from
scoop.
What I hear, okay. Yeah, they're not getting all those games in tonight.
I saw, this isn't confirmed yet, but there's a chance that Iowa City West will play their game tomorrow at Southeast Polk.
Oh, I can almost guarantee you they're going to have to play that game tomorrow somewhere else. This happens almost every year, it seems like, at the state tournament. And I think it's a great setting, Principal Park in Des Moines, and a memory of a lifetime for those kids to be able to play the state tournament there on a AAA baseball diamond, immaculate field conditions. But when you don't have alternate plans or two locations where you can just say, hey, not everybody gets a ribbon. Some people get to play. And if you want to play, if you want to guarantee yourself a game at Principal Park, they play the championship games there. They play the final two games there. But everything else, it's open to interpretation. Maybe you got to play somewhere else. This is going to back everything up here a little bit, but we'll see how things go. And tough loss for Cedar Rapids Prairie as they wind up losing. Was it a bases loaded walk? I think Scott Unash said, ouch, 1-0 loss to Waukee. We've got a sports beat on the way. When we come back, we're going to talk about the story that was kind of really overshadowed yesterday at Big Ten Media Day, and that's the fact that there was a third daddy.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Okay, it is time to stop with the stuff we just heard at Big Ten Media Days this week. Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer proclaiming there is no gap between the SEC and Big Ten. He was answering a question from a reporter then. It followed what we heard from Florida State head coach Jimbo Fisher at ACC Media Days, proclaiming the SEC isn't the best conference in college football as it had been for so long. Stop with this, because anybody who knows anything about this sport agrees with you. There is no debate. The SEC is not top dog right now, sitting alone on some mountaintop, extending its arm, placing its hand on the foreheads of other conferences, taking swings at them. I cover the SEC every day. I was at its media days in Alabama. Nobody there was proclaiming that right now this is a conference superior to all others on the field. There's work to do to get there again. It's a fact, and everybody knows it. In 60 seconds, something else everybody needs to know.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Gentlemen, JCPenney is celebrating Black Friday in July. This Friday and Saturday, save with amazing spotlight deals at Black Friday prices, like up to 60% off brands like Stafford, J. Farrar, Foundry, and more, including big and tall sizes, and select items like $7.99 St. John's Bay polos and shorts for $9.99. Plus, this is the only time of the year you can stack on your coupon and save an extra $10 on top of Black Friday prices. Hurry, and Saturday, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid $7.26 to $7.29 on select items in-store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Brevin White is one of the nation's top high school quarterbacks, but unless you follow recruiting really hardcore, you've probably never heard of him, and you probably never will, at least in college. Why? Because he's going to play college football in the Ivy League at Princeton. Now, maybe he ends up like Ryan Fitzpatrick and goes from the Ivy to the NFL, where we'll all get to see him play, but unless you follow the Ivy closely, the surprising choice made by Brevin might be what you'll remember most. Where could the young man from California have committed? Well, ESPN's 11th-ranked podcast Pocket Passer did have scholarship offers from places like Arizona State, Tennessee, Utah, even Washington, but he's not taking a scholarship at all because Ivy League schools can't offer athletic scholarships. His decision to live out his own dream is what's landed him a Princeton Tiger commit, the dream of top-flight education with football. Wanted to make sure you've heard about Brevin White, in case you don't, while he's playing in college. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Hi, it's Mike from DollarShaveClub.com. You know, buying a razor is like buying a car. If you want luxury, you get smacked with a big price tag. If you want to save money, you have to settle for a bumpier ride. Well, razors from DollarShaveClub.com are the smarter choice. A smooth, high-quality shave for a very economical price. Right now, get your first month of any of our razors for a dollar. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. Go to DollarShaveClub.com. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
4:38. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, coming to you on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency. We're going to talk a little Chicago Bears football, as well as Crosstown Cup Classic with Chris Emma from 670 The Score at 5:30. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com stops by at 6:05 tonight. Normally we chat with him on Tuesday, but because we were in Chicago yesterday at Big Ten Media, we moved Ed to today. And the 6 o'clock showdown on tap tonight as well. 7 questions in 60 seconds. If you can answer more than your opponent, somebody's going to be off to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Colonels with a couple roster moves today going, no one coming back, at least not yet. Colonels will play with a 23-man roster tonight as they head to Peoria, and we'll see what they wind up getting back in return, but they've got a couple holes in their rotation to fill now with Griffin Jacks headed off to Cape Canaveral, and Eduardo Del Rosario maybe sharing a flight with him. He's going to Fort Myers. I don't think those two places are necessarily all that far away. They're in the same state.
I know they're Florida's, like 3 hours away.
Florida's a big state. That was kind of the joke, but when my family and I were on vacation one time when I was a kid, and I don't remember even why this resonated with me at the time, other than the fact that ever since I was very young, I had a low tolerance for other people's stupidity. But we were at Silver Dollar City down near Branson. I know Scott Unash's ears perked up right now in his office. I'm sure
he's state of Missouri.
I'm sure he's very familiar with the area down there. Could probably tell me which golf courses we're in. A day's drive of Silver Dollar City, and we're on this tour of the place or whatever, and the guide is like, so where's everybody from? Where are y'all from? And this couple on the other side was from Sioux City, and then they're going around, and like 3 minutes later, they get to my parents and me, and we say, well, we're from DeWitt, Iowa. Oh, y'all know each other?
Oh, no.
And 8-year-old me is there like, hello, idiot. No. Does everybody in Missouri know everybody? Do you know everybody in Missouri?
I do not.
Okay, I didn't think so. No. You acted like you knew James Laurinaitis yesterday. You were all buddy-buddy with him until he said the thing about Emo's Pizza.
He
agreed with me. You'd rather eat the box than the pizza that's inside the box.
I've said all along, I think it's funny when people defend Emo's Pizza, but I have no problem with people bashing it. As long as you don't bash toasted ravioli, which he was all for.
He did like toasted ravioli. There's some other stuff I want to get to, but I mentioned the CTE study, and it was major national news yesterday, and we barely mentioned it because we were busy talking to somebody from Northwestern or Nebraska or God knows where. And they reviewed 111 brains in this study. And I do want to have a serious discussion here right now, because this is not a yuck topic, and nor should it be. But they had 111 brains in this study. They were donated to science and this study because the family members or the players themselves felt that they were suffering the effects of CTE. So, of course, the football truthers out there say, well, this is skewed data because these people were already believed to be suffering from it. So it's not like this was just a 111 random brains. Okay. 111 former NFL football players from across several different generations, guys going back to the 40s and 50s to guys, unfortunately, like Iowa's Tyler Sash, who played very recently in the NFL. Out of 111 of the brains that were tested, 110 of them showed effects of CTE, which to me is really a disturbing fact. When you look at the breakdown of the primary position that these guys played, I think this sort of drives it home. There were 44 linemen, 20 running backs, 17 defensive backs, 13 linebackers, 7 quarterbacks, 5 wide receivers, 2 tight ends, a kicker, and a punter. What jumps out at you when you hear that breakdown? If there's one guy that didn't have CTE, and there's one kicker and one punter on the list, one of those guys at quote-unquote a non-contact position had it. To me, I did a double take yesterday when I heard them talking about this on the Score on the drive home, and I got home, and this morning I wanted to make sure that I could read this and digest it enough to the point to discuss it here, because I think it is worth talking about, because like it or not, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road, we're going to be watching a different football. Like, what will football look like in 10 or 15 years? 319-366-1600. And I think the more important question is any of this data that's out there giving you with young children reason for concern to allow them to play football? 319-366-1600, because boy, it would make me stop and think. These are guys in the NFL at the highest level of the game where they know what they're doing, presumably. What about all of the high school and college players throughout the years? And what would the data be on some of those guys?
It's amazing to me that football, when I was growing up, and probably it was similar to when you were growing up as well, Todd, was thought of, and I had heard it so many times, that you're more likely to get severely injured in a car accident driving home than you are to get hurt in football. And the tactics that were taught were head up, head through the chest, lead with your head when you're blocking. Hat in hands. That's what offensive line coaches were always saying. And just to see how dangerous those tactics are and how much it's changed already, because I think that the NFL is delaying the inevitable right now when they realize how dangerous their sport is. And yes, I think that the NFL truthers, to a certain extent, have a point that, okay, well, the skewed data, it's not 100% of former players have this. I think there are players out there that are doing well, but 111 is too many. How many players have ever played in the NFL? I don't have the number in front of me, but 111 who are suffering from this terrible degenerative brain disease is far too many. So to answer your question, I think that a lot of parents out there would say, yes, I will have hesitation in the future allowing my kids to play football.
This is really interesting because there's pictures of the actual brain scans and the actual brains, and some of them have captions on it. And there's one from Ronnie Kavanaugh, who was a linebacker for the Oilers and the Chiefs, who was a college teammate of Jerry Jones in 1964 at Arkansas. And Jones has rejected the belief that there is a link between football and CTE. And what really strikes me with all of this is, remember that the National Football League for years has tried to divert attention from the even talk of this existing, and for years didn't do anything when they knew that there could possibly be a problem. And so I guess another question I'm not going to get any answers for today is, what do Roger Goodell and the NFL do moving forward? Because you can have a class action lawsuit and you can make a payout, a settlement, and it was a massive settlement, but you still have to do something moving forward to address this. You can't just say, okay, well, everybody knows what the risks are now, and so in perpetuity moving forward, if you play football, you're SOL. And I think that's the way that they'd probably like to operate, but you've got to do something. And I'm not one of these guys who believes the meatheads out there that go, yeah, we're going to be playing flag football. Now, I don't think it's going to come to that. But at the same time, this is disturbing. And I should note, out of the 111, the one that did not have any CTE signs, the family did not authorize the release of that particular player. So we don't know what position or who. Some of the guys are named. Some of the guys, the families wanted to keep their names out of it and keep them anonymous. Dave Duerson of the Bears was involved in this. Tyler Sash. Kenny Stabler.
Was Junior Seau as well.
Hall of Fame. I believe that he was. I know publicly, at the time, I believe. He was examined elsewhere, as was Mike Webster of the Steelers.
He was Mike Webster, I think, was really the first that was examined. But I think the one that might not have been released was Lawrence Phillips. Because Lawrence Phillips, after he took his own life, his family sent his brain to be studied and never released the results.
Let's head to the phone lines here. 366-1600. We still got one open. We'll start with Cajun Troy. So, Sonny, hang on. Troy, what's on your mind?
Hey, I would talk about this. See, when my son was born in 91, in the early 90s, I used to tell people, my son's not playing football. Because it's just, that's the time ESPN came on television, and all you saw, you saw the hits even more, just brutal, And I love the game. I've always watched the game. Growing up, I watched the game. And I knew it was a brutal game, and it is, it's vicious. But I don't think it's going to change much, because I think every little piece that they do, they say, oh, we're teaching them better to do this. And we don't know when these guys have CTE. It could have been when in elementary school, middle school, or whatever. Because once your brain is injured, it's not much repair, and it's going to be done over the years, okay? So, and I don't think it's going to affect, you say mothers, will they get their kids from playing? You see what's happening. You go to a lot of these colleges, and a lot of these kids come from low-income families, okay? And this is their ticket to get their families out of these areas or whatever. Not everybody is a golden kid, and this and that or whatever, and get the right fundamentals. So this is why the sport's going to continue to grow, because it's a lot of money, and unfortunately, the NFL, because it's big money business, and they're just going to be like, oh, just like fake news. So now this is our new trend now, food statistics, food study of somebody. You can pay someone to do research and get the results that you want, okay? That's the whole process. And it depends on who's paying for the research. And if the NFL is paying for the research, they're going to make sure they get the data that they want, or they're going to be like, okay, N equals 111, let's get N equals 1,000, you know? So, and that's what's unfortunate. So, but that's my opinion.
Appreciate the phone call, Troy. Let's go straight into Sonny in Iowa City. Sonny, go ahead.
I think that you're already starting to see the effects of some of this research in parenting decisions. I know that I have a son who's a seven-year-old, and it's a major concern for a lot of parents with kids that age, because if they get into the sport and they start going down the path, then there's really no stopping it. But this kind of stuff didn't exist back in the day, this research and this awareness, so there wasn't anybody that was pulling the plug. Now there is a section of the society that will tell their kids, no, you're not doing it. You're going to do something else. And while they still have control over that. And so the NFL is not thrilled about something like this. They can make people aware of the risks and hopefully change the education behind it with, you know, heads-up football, and they're trying. It's like MMA, right? There's a market for it. It'll exist, and the more money that gets there, you'll draw a section of the population to it.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. This might be a good time to let everybody know that we've got an MMA fighter who's going to be on the program tomorrow.
Robbie Lawler. Bettendorf native, correct?
He moved to Bettendorf when he was like 9 or 10 years old, trained with Pat Miletich in the Quad Cities. He's part of one of the UFC cards that's coming up, and I said, yeah, we'll have him on because I think there's a certain segment of the people that listen to the program out there that find that interesting, that watch that. And I want to cater to the listeners. I don't want to cater just to me. Believe me, if this show catered just to me, it would be virtually unlistenable. But here's the most jarring line, and I know we need to step aside here quickly from this New York Times story. And I'll read it verbatim. Linemen knock heads on most plays, and those who study brain trauma say the accumulation of seemingly benign, non-violent blows, rather than head-jarring concussions alone, probably causes CTE. So, while the guy who gets his bell rung is on the sideline in concussion protocol and not back in the game, he may actually be in a safer spot on the field than his 10 teammates who are out there who didn't get put into concussion protocol. That's the scary thing about this. Well, step aside. If you guys want to talk more about this, use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line or pick up the phone and give us a call like Cajun Troy and Sonny did. Otherwise, I'll be forced to move on to the 101-year-old woman who set the new record for her age group in the 100-meter, I don't think you can call it a dash, 4:54. We'll come back with more. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM KGYM.
Here's some thrilling news from the Iowa State Fair. Save on rides with the all-new Advanced Thrill Pass digital wristband, available online at iowastatefair.org. Use your wristband at Thrillville, home of the newest, fastest, and most thrilling amusement rides. Use it at Thrilltown, a totally separate ride area perfect for little fairgoers and their families. Nothing compares to the thrills of the Iowa State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Des Moines. And nothing compares to the thrilling savings you'll get when you purchase your Advanced Thrill Pass digital wristband. Get all the details about wristband offers at iowastatefair.org, available through August 9th. And for special savings on advanced admission tickets, visit iowastatefair.org. Nothing compares to the thrills of the Iowa State Fair.
4:55, let's do this and then head to hour number two. It is a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle Mann.
The Iowa baseball team defeated the Iowa Valley League All-Stars last night 7-4 in an exhibition at Duane Banks Field. Kyle Crowell finished 2-for-3 with 3 RBI and 4 Iowa pitchers combined to strike out 12 and hold the Iowa Valley Leaguers to just 4 hits. And they're actually going to play another exhibition right there in Iowa City with Red Top Sports tomorrow night at 7. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announced a couple departures today, the first being pitcher Griffin Jax. We spoke with Jax a few weeks ago about this move, which comes as no surprise because Jax has left to report for active duty in the Air Force. Another pitcher, right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario, was promoted to Fort Myers. The Colonels haven't yet announced any corresponding moves, so their roster currently holds only 23 players. They do still have a game to play tonight in Peoria with Tyler Beardsley taking on Fredaris Parra, and that's going to start at 7 o'clock. Today at the Iowa State Baseball Tournament at Principal Park, reigning champion Cedar Rapids Prairie lost to Waukee 1-0, and Johnston and Linmar were scheduled to start at 1:30 but have been dealing with a rain delay. Linmar just tweeted a bit ago that that game is expected to start at 6. Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Washington were supposed to start at 5. That's clearly not going to happen, but they are supposed to play tonight after that first game. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Irvin Santana and the Twins taking on the Dodgers in another nightcap. That game's going to be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and will start shortly after 9 o'clock.
What if they started the game on time at 5 o'clock and then Linmar took the field at 6 o'clock and they played two games at the same time?
I think
maybe clearly isn't the best word choice there, right? No, it is. It is. They've got some issues and they'll need to address it, and I feel bad for my good friend Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He and KJ Pilcher are there, I think, trading off games, and it's going to be a long night for both of them. Hour number two of the program on the way after this.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high...